But this is one of the deepest Chassidishu stories. This is a heavenly story because it didn't happen in this world. And we only know it because the Holy Bahusha, the Heilige Bahusha, told it the name of his Heilige Zede, the Heilige of Sholem Yosef, who heard it from his Holy Father, the Holy Vishnu. So this is the story. When the Heilige Rav Moshe Leib Salzburg came to heaven, and the heavenly court, the Bezer Shemara, decided to send him to heaven. So everybody knows, on the way to heaven, you have to go through hell. And the way they do it, they wash you through hell, you go fast, you go through, and you're on your way to heaven. The Heilige Rav Moshe Leib Salzburg goes through hell. And Nebuchadnezzar sees the pain, the brokenness of all the neshamas in hell. He stops. And so to speak, the heavenly policeman, the tourist guides who take him to hell, they say, "Hey, Rav Moshe Leib, let's go, let's hurry. You have to go to heaven." He says, "I'm not going. I'm not going out of hell unless I take all the Yidden with me." Oh, can you imagine the commotion? They tell him, "Hey, Rav Moshe Leib, you know, it's very hard to run hell. Can you imagine all the complaints and the yelling and everything? You have enough trouble without you, please. This is not your place. Your place is in heaven. Just go through." But the Heilige Rav Moshe Leib Salzburg says, "No, this is for real." "I'm not leaving unless I take all the Yidden with me." So they have no choice. The Bezer Shemayim, the heavenly court, has to come down to heaven. And this is what Rav Moshe Leib Salzburg claims. The Holy of Holies, the Heilige Salzburg. This is what he says. If it's true that God in heaven wants me to be in heaven, to live in heavenly bliss, filled with joy and with everlasting bliss, then all the Yidden have to go with me. All the Yidden, all my brothers and sisters, have to come with me to heaven. Because what kind of heaven would I have, as long there is one Yidden in pain? How can I live in bliss? I know how much brokenness is there. So if you want me to be in heaven, there is no other way but to take all the Yidden out of hell." So there are two versions to the end of the story, and both of them are very, very beautiful. According to the first version, the Holy Court decided like this. If Rav Moshe Leib Salzburg ever in his life had the opportunity to do somebody a favor, but he didn't do it, then he is not the one to get people out of hell. But if whenever he had the big sri, the great opportunity to do somebody a favor, he always did it, then he is the one to get everyone out of hell. So the Holy Rishna says, he took everyone out of hell, but it didn't take long. Hell was filled again. That's the first version. The second version is very deep. It's up to you which one you like better. Second version is like this. The heavenly court decided that as many favors he did for Yidden, that is how many people can get out of hell. And they counted. It was exactly as many Yidden out of hell. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. That means each time you do somebody a favor, you get somebody out of hell. And this is the start. Mi ha mini tororo, tororo.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.